Salmon is just fish. Comments from a Kenai Peninsula fisherman in Prince William Sound. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game salmon announcement for 2021 came out on May 6th from the Cordova office announcing the first opening of the Copper River District gillnet fishing period. The piece that I'm reading today is based on an interview I did with a local fisherman from one of the Russian Old Believer communities in the area. His name is not included because it was conducted with academic limitations on identity disclosure when I was still in graduate school. I want to share it today because it offers a different tone to the fishery than what you hear promoted so frequently from the community of Cordova and general marketing in the state. This person and the community he represents don't glamorize the Copper River salmon, and I think it's an interesting perspective. He focuses on the general occupation of fishing, not the species. The reason I originally did the interview with someone outside of Cordova was because when I looked into where Prince William Sound drift permits were located by permit holder's permanent address, I found permits were trickling out of the Cordova area and increasing annually in the 99603 zip code. This piece reads as a monologue with all of my questions and comments removed and only the commentary of the interviewee remaining. The I is the permit holder in the story. I do my salmon gill netting in Prince William Sound. I fish halibut in Prince William Sound in August and sometimes in September. Then I longline gray cod in January and February, also in the Sound. The drift fishery is most important to me. It's the longest season. We do it for about 4 months of the year. Most of my income is from gill netting. I started fishing when I was 12 years old as a deckhand with my dad. My brothers and mom came out too. At 16, I was running my own bow picker. My uncles and cousins are out there. It really helps to have so much family. That way, we always know where to fish. And if something happens and you need extra parts or something, there's always someone there to hand something over. A lot of people you talk to might say the fishery is an easy one, but that always depends on the weather. You're always out in the Copper River flats. We never tuck in behind the islands or into any bay. Some days, when it's nice, when it's flat, calm, and sunny, you can almost say it's an easy job. In the springtime, in our first periods there, it's always windy. It gets up to 35 or 40 knots. It can be very dangerous. At the beginning of the season, the Copper River fishery starts May 15th or 16th. We fish right outside the Barrier Islands, pretty far out of the river. More towards July, we go fish chum in the Esther Island area. When we fish over there, we still go back to Cordova because our families are there for the summer. It doesn't really take that long to get across the Sound. But not everybody wants to do the fishery on the west side of the Sound. A lot of guys just stay in Cordova for the Copper River season. That's one nice thing about Prince William Sound. We have a huge fleet, and we can split up. Some guys can go fish chum, and then we have another sockeye run on Colross Island here. There's the main bay hatchery. There are different runs in different parts of the Sound. The further you go, you could almost say that the more dangerous it is, because if you're fishing close by Cordova, once the wind starts blowing, you can just go into port. In the western Sound, it's a different story. From Cordova all the way to the farthest island is probably about 3 hours. That's on a fast boat, going like 30 miles an hour, which most of the fleet is converting to faster, updated boats than what my dad had 15 or 20, 25 years ago. Back in the day, they just had boats that went 8 or 9 miles per hour. On the boats that they used to fish, it could take almost 7 hours to get across the Sound. I can't believe anyone would do that now. We're used to moving fast. A lot of the fleet are Cordova locals. They've been fishing there so long, they just pass on their permits to their kids or nieces or nephews. Then, in the past 10 years, I've noticed that a lot of fishermen from the drift fleet in Homer switched over to that area because of the bad seasons they had in Cook Inlet. I have 3 or 5 uncles and maybe 10 cousins that used to fish in Cook Inlet. The ages of the fleet are changing a little bit. There are more young people now because of updated machinery. It's easier to run a boat than it used to be. They didn't have updated GPS that can tell you exactly where you're at and radars. Back when Dad started fishing, all they had was compasses and stuff like that. That's one of the things that really got the younger guys in, technology and better fishing equipment. And another thing, the fishery got way better in the Esther area. It's a safe place to fish because there's very calm weather out there. You're covered by islands. I see a lot of the younger kids just wait until June and then fish Esther, and that's the only fishery they do. But I try to stay in fish silvers and stay in the Sound until the middle of September. There have been some other big changes. They developed the hatcheries in the 70s and 80s when my dad first started fishing. The chum fishery wasn't really a big thing because of the prices, so not a lot of fishermen would go out. They'd rather go out and catch the wild sockeye and get the top dollar instead of going to catch hatchery fish. I don't know. Gill netting is gill netting. It all works the same. This is Emily Springer.